Question 1. You will hear about a doctor sharing her experience dealing with grieving parents.
As a doctor, I have encountered several heart-wrenching situations where I had to console grief-stricken parents. Dealing with parents who lost a child is an incredibly delicate and emotionally challenging task. These parents are engulfed in a whirlwind of pain and anguish, struggling to make sense of their devastating loss. It is my role to offer empathy and a listening ear, providing them with a safe space to express their emotions. I strive to offer comfort and support, acknowledging their grief while assuring them that they are not alone. Despite the limitations of my medical expertise, I strive to be a source of solace and understanding for these grieving parents during one of the most difficult times of their lives.
Question 2. You will hear about a man sharing his COVID-19 survival experience. I want to share my experience of surviving COVID-19, as it was a challenging and life-altering journey. When I first contracted the virus, fear and uncertainty filled me. The symptoms hit me hard, leaving me weak and exhausted. I had breathing difficulty and experienced a persistent cough. Thankfully, I received medical care and support from healthcare professionals who tirelessly worked to help me recover. It was a long and difficult road, but I am grateful to say I managed to overcome the virus. This experience has taught me the importance of taking care of my health and appreciating the little joys in life. I am eternally grateful to the healthcare workers who rescued me and to the people who were there for me during the tough times.
Question 3. You will hear about a girl sharing about being bullying victim experience. I want to share my experience of being a victim of bullying for 7 long years. It was an incredibly difficult time. The constant taunting, name calling, and physical harassment made me feel small and powerless. I would dread going to school every day, fearing what new torment I would face. The bullying took a toll on my self-esteem and mental well-being, leaving me feeling isolated and lonely. Despite reaching out for help, it seemed like no one truly understood the extent of my pain. However, as I grew older, I realized I had the strength to rise above the negativity. I found solace in supportive friends and began building my self-confidence. Although the scars from those years remain, I am determined to raise awareness about bullying and support others who may be going through similar experiences.
Question 4. You will hear about a newscaster reporting about a flood that had occurred recently. Good evening. I'm reporting live from Kampong Emmers, where a devastating flood has wreaked havoc on the community. The floodwaters have submerged homes and businesses, leaving the residents in a state of despair. Families are struggling to salvage their belongings and find shelter amidst the rising waters. The streets are filled with debris, making it difficult for rescue teams to navigate. The community has come together, helping one another and providing support in this trying time. However, the situation remains dire, with essential services disrupted and access to clean water and food becoming increasingly scarce. The authorities are working tirelessly to provide aid and evacuate those in immediate danger. Our thoughts and prayers are with the affected residents as they work towards recovery and rebuilding their lives.
Question 5. You will hear about an announcement about camping at school. Attention students, we have an exciting announcement to make. The school is organising a camping trip that will take place right here on our campus. It's an opportunity for all of you to experience the great outdoors, learn new skills, and bond with your classmates The camping trip will include a variety of fun activities, such as setting up tents, building campfires, and engaging in team-building exercises. You will also have the chance to participate in nature walks and outdoor games. There are experienced instructors and teachers to guide you throughout the entire event. So, be prepared to embark on this adventurous journey and make unforgettable memories. Get your camping gear ready to have an amazing time at our school's camping event.
Question 6. You will hear about a little girl grieving about her pet's death. I want to share my feelings about the recent death of my beloved pet doggy. It's been a difficult and heartbreaking time for me. Doggy was not just a pet. He was my best friend and a source of unconditional love. I miss his wagging tail, warm snuggles, and playful antics. It's hard to believe that he's no longer with me. I find myself looking for him in all his usual spots, but he's not there. The emptiness in my heart is overwhelming. I find solace in remembering the happy moments we shared and the love we had for each other. Although the pain of losing him will always be there, I know he will forever hold a special place in my heart.
Question 7. You will hear about a boy talking about his birthday present from his parent. I am so excited to share with you all about my birthday present from my parents. They surprised me with something I had been dreaming about for a long time. It is a brand new bicycle. I could not believe my eyes when I saw it. It is shiny and blue, with cool gears and a basket at the front. I have already taken it for a spin around the neighborhood, and it was so much fun. I feel like I am flying on wheels. I can't wait to explore new places and go on adventures with my friends. I am incredibly grateful to my parents for this wonderful gift, and I know I'll cherish it for a long time.